Brock Besser flung the monkey off his back so hard that it went into orbit. It was an incredible first game of the season for Besser, who had the first four-goal game of his career. While he got a little lucky along the way, he deserved the bounces, as he had a game-high 8 shots on goal. Arguably more important than the four goals was how Besser and his linemates, JT Miller and Phil DiGiuseppe, matched up against the Connor McDavid line. The Canucks actually outshot and outchanced the Oilers when Besser, Miller, and DiGiuseppe were on the ice against McDavid at 5-on-5 and outscored the Oilers 3-0, with all three goals coming off the stick of Besser. If that line can continue to play in a matchup role and hold their own against the best forward lines in the NHL while also popping in some goals, the Canucks could be a difficult team to play against. That frees up Elias Pettersson's line to focus more on offense and provides easier matchups for the Canucks' bottom six. But let's put the spotlight back on Besser's four-goal night and break down all four of his goals in a PITB feature we like to call breakdowning. Goal 1. Hughes' mistake and DiGiuseppe's forecheck. The Vancouver Canucks' top line opened the scoring with a lovely goal by Connor Garland from a brilliant pass by Elias Pettersson. That's when the second line made it 2-0 with the platonic ideal of the type of goal they should be scoring. Let's take a look at the goal and then break it down. Lovely stuff. For the breakdown, let's start by identifying the players. It all starts with a neutral zone faceoff win by JT Miller against Connor McDavid, winning the puck back to Quinn Hughes. Phil DiGiuseppe is on the boards at the blue line to provide a potential outlet, while Brock Besser heads to the far boards to provide an option if Hughes goes D-to-D to Filip Hronek. Both of McDavid's wingers, Evander Kane and Connor Brown, jump up to pressure the defense, while McDavid sticks with Miller. Meanwhile, defense partners Darnell Nurse and Evan Bouchard wait to see how the Canucks' breakout unfolds. An extremely important note, as I've circled up top, the play is onside. That's a vital detail that only an expert like myself would notice. I'm just kidding, it doesn't matter at all, let's move on. Clearly, the play was to go D to D, but something very unusual happens. Hughes messes up. And, honestly, this goal doesn't happen without him messing up. Or, at least, it would have happened slightly differently. The Canucks captain whiffs on the pass to Hronek. What was likely a set play where Hronek would make a long pass to Besser on the right boards for a zone entry is foiled, forcing Hughes to improvise. Fortunately, Hughes is very good at that. Hughes quickly recovers, pulls the puck away from the oncoming Brown and moves it up to DiGiuseppe, who chips it along the boards to Miller, who again chips it up to Besser, who finally dumps it in. It's a full effort by the entire line to transition the puck through the neutral zone. So let's take stock again. Bouchard jumped up on DiGiuseppe when the puck came to him, McDavid is on Miller, and Nurse followed Besser across and landed a glancing blow. Kane is in good position on Hronek, while Brown is on the near boards and will be keeping an eye on Hughes. So far, so good for the Oilers defensively, except that both defensemen have now been pulled completely to the right side because of Besser cutting across to support the play. Because Bouchard jumped up so high on DiGiuseppe, it's now a race for the dumped-in puck. Bouchard has the clear lead, even if he seems momentarily distracted by thoughts of tennis stars. DiGiuseppe is on his horse, presumably an Italian stallion, and is churning up the ice to get in on the forecheck. Also, in case you were worried, this play is also onside, which is a huge relief. Let's flip the angle to point out that this is where things start to go wrong for the Oilers. Miller keeps skating after Besser's dump in, but Nurse and McDavid get their wires crossed. Nurse's priority is getting back to the front of the net to get into a good defensive posture, but McDavid seems to think that Nurse has Miller, so McDavid does the one thing you simply can't do, he stops skating. The end result, Miller is left completely open as he heads in to join DiGiuseppe on the forecheck. Speaking of DiGiuseppe, he's zooming. He reads the dump in perfectly and makes a beeline for where the puck will end up. In doing so, he's able to cut off Bouchard's easiest play. A pass behind the net to Kane, who smartly hustled back to provide that passing option. This is superb forechecking on the part of Di Giuseppe, as he does everything right. His great read on the puck puts him in the perfect position, then he leads with his stick, to force Bouchard to pull the puck in to protect it. Di Giuseppe quickly spins to get his stick on the puck and frees it up for Miller. Of course, it helps that McDavid stopped skating and wasn't available as an outlet for Bouchard. You can see Bouchard's momentary hesitation as he realizes he has no passing option. That's what gives Di Giuseppe enough time to disrupt the play. I love this moment. Miller swoops in to take the puck and is clearly anticipating some contact on the boards. Then he shoulder checks and suddenly realizes there's absolutely no one on him. Let's take a look at how many strides McDavid takes to close the gap once he realizes that Nurse isn't covering Miller. The answer is none. Maybe half a stride if you're feeling generous about that small push he makes at the edge of the faceoff circle. I've heard a lot about how McDavid has improved his defensive game, but this is rough. Let's keep in mind, this is right at the start of a shift coming out of a commercial break. It's not like he's been on the ice for a long shift and is exhausted. He has no excuse for just slowly coasting towards Miller. Besser, meanwhile, has found a nice little soft spot on the ice. Okay, not little, huge. An absolutely enormous soft spot on the ice. Look at all that space. Nurse is preoccupied with protecting the front of the net, which is all well and good, except there are no Canucks at the front of the net, just a wide-open Besser and one of the best passers on the Canucks has the puck. Even with that kind of space, Besser doesn't have a ton of time to get the shot off, as Nurse charges out to him when he finally realizes the danger. But Besser does well to get the shot off quickly, with one touch to settle the pass, then down to one knee to get the snap shot away. Besser's shot seems to take a slight deflection off Nurse's leg to beat Jack Campbell, as the puck seems to flutter a bit after getting by Nurse. That helps change the angle a little bit for Campbell compared to how he might have read the puck coming off the stick. However, it went in. It's a goal off a great forecheck by the Canucks and some lousy defense by the Oilers. Goal 2. Miller's breakup, Hronek's busted up breakout. Let's jump to the second period, where Besser made it 3-0 4 minutes in. We'll start by watching the goal. Now, let's jump way back to the neutral zone face-off 40 seconds before the goal to take roll call. Once again, it's the Miller line versus the McDavid line, though this time McDavid wins the face-off. The only difference personnel-wise is that the Oilers have a different defense pairing on the ice in Brett Kulak and Cody Ceci. Also, there's poor Noah Juulsen getting unnecessarily roasted by the Sportsnet broadcast. This came right after showing a highlight of Juulsen throwing a hit. Could they not have pointed out that he had a whopping 43 hits in his 12 games last season? Did they really have to highlight his 0 points? Anyway, let's jump ahead to just before the goal. Here's a key moment that was left off the highlight reel, JT Miller denying a zone entry for the Oilers. Brown tries to skate the puck in before dropping it to McDavid at the blue line. But Miller, who was back covering for Hronek, gives Brown no space to maneuver and disrupts the drop pass with a good stick. His attempted pass doesn't connect with Di Giuseppe, but Besser wins the race to the loose puck to pass it back to Hughes to reset things for the Canucks. Here's where things go wrong for the Oilers because they almost went right. Hughes moved the puck D to D to Hronek, who tried to spring Besser and Di Giuseppe on a 2-on-1, as Miller drew Kulak up to center ice. Unfortunately for Hronek, Kane reads the pass and picks it off, but loses the puck in his skates. The trouble for the Oilers is that Kane's interception starts to turn them up ice, as they start thinking offense instead of defense. That's particularly an issue for McDavid, who was skating back to check Di Giuseppe, then turned, smelling a scoring opportunity. An alert Miller, however, finds the puck in Kane's skates and gets it through to Besser. It doesn't quite become the 2-on-1 the Canucks were hoping for, but the Oilers are still scrambling back and vulnerable, even though this is basically a 3-on-3 situation. Miller smartly follows the puck, going wide left behind Besser, which forces Kulak into an awkward position. Kulak can't chase Miller. That would take him completely out of position, so he instead shadows Miller while getting to the middle of the ice in a defensive posture. This means, though, that Kulak isn't really checking anyone. McDavid recovers to get inside position on DiGiuseppe, preventing the odd man rush. Brown chases after Miller, understandably concerned that one of the Canucks' most dangerous players is wide open. Hey, where's Kane? And what about that big empty space at the right point that no Oiler seems to be paying attention to? Is that going to matter at all? Side note. It really weirds me out that everything has motion blur except for the stupid digital board ads. It messes with my eyes and I hate it. Definitely won't be buying Michelob Ultra anytime soon, I'll tell you that for free. Oh hey, there's a Canuck in that empty space. It's Filip Hronek. For some reason, Kane isn't anywhere to be seen. It's almost as if he gave up on the play after he intercepted Hronek's pass and it didn't immediately turn into an offensive opportunity. Besser makes a lovely backhand pass into that open space and Hronek has all sorts of time and space to shoot the puck. Meanwhile, every Oiler on the ice suddenly locks eyes with the puck and stops paying attention to their checks. Look, I found Kane. There he is. Campbell comes out to the top of the crease to make the save on Hronek, but he's unable to punch the puck into the corner and instead gives up a big rebound. Meanwhile, neither of the Oilers' defensemen are paying attention to Besser and Miller. They're still puck-watching from Besser's earlier pass. Besser and Miller are practically joined at the hip, but fortunately, they didn't listen to Phil Collins' advice to never let go, and separated a moment later. As for McDavid and Brown, they both tried to disrupt Hronek's shot, which effectively takes both of them out of the play. Down low, it's essentially a 3-on-2, with DiGiuseppe, Besser, and Miller against Cissé and Kulak. Miller's rebound shot gets stopped by Campbell, but Besser is able to bat the puck in out of midair, as opposed to low air or high air. Meanwhile, Cissé does exactly nothing to prevent the goal. While Kulak at least boxes out DiGiuseppe and takes his stick, Cissé vaguely swiped at the puck on Miller's shot attempt and just watched as Besser batted it in. That's when a defenseman really needs to take a body and Cissé simply didn't. Finally, let's enjoy DiGiuseppe's celebration of Besser's goal. Next goal. Goal 3. Peterson totally meant to do that. The Canucks got the power play working with some crisp puck movement and an incredible, obviously intentional bank shot, pass by Elias Peterson off Besser's skate. Okay, yes, that was a fluke. There's not much to break down here, even though we can certainly enjoy Besser's flabbergasted goal celebration. But we should rewind the video to a moment earlier for the zone entry. The Oilers nearly broke up this entry, as Miller's pass to Peterson was knocked down by Derek Ryan, but Peterson alertly gets his stick in to lift Ryan's and win the puck back, carrying the puck down the right wing. A few passes later and Peterson's cross-ice feed to Miller took a fortunate deflection for the hat trick. That goal doesn't happen without Peterson quickly breaking up what could have been a shorthanded counterattack for the Oilers. Goal 4. Besser's magnet stick. At this point, everything was coming up Millhouse for Besser. The puck was just finding its way to his stick, quite literally in the case of his fourth goal. Let's watch. Hockey is such an easy sport, am I right? You just go to the net with your stick on the ice and score goals. Easy. This goal is all about simple hockey, winning a face-off, getting bodies to the net, then getting the puck to the net. Roll call. It's the usual suspects on the ice for the Canucks: Besser, Miller, DiGiuseppe, Hronek, and Hughes. For the Oilers, McDavid and Kane have Zach Hyman instead of Brown, as they, like the Canucks, had only 11 forwards and needed to rotate the lines throughout the game. On defense, it's Bouchard again, this time with Philip Broberg. Miller wins the offensive zone faceoff against McDavid, then rotates around the right side, looping behind Bouchard to get to the front of the net. Di Giuseppe drifts up high, casually interfering with Kane's path to Hronek at the point to give his defenseman a little bit more time with the puck. Besser cuts through the middle of the faceoff dot to get to the slot. It's a simple rotation, but it accomplishes a lot. Hronek is able to move the puck to Hughes at the left point with room to step up the boards, while Miller is able to get in front of Stuart Skinner to provide a screen. It also seems to thoroughly confuse Broberg. This is a great shot, because it establishes that Broberg really seems to think that he knows exactly what's going on. Broberg spots that Di Giuseppe has some space to work with and is jumping towards the back door, so he tries to get McDavid's attention to keep an eye on him. It's a good read, honestly, which makes it all the more hilarious how badly he misses that Besser is his man. Let's see if we can spot the exact moment that Broberg messes up. It's hilarious in slow motion. Broberg confidently points out the open man, then, just as confidently, steps away from his own man to leave him even more open. It goes doubly wrong for Broberg, as not only does he leave Besser all alone at the top of the crease, aka the most dangerous area on the ice, but also the puck goes off his skate right to Besser's stick. It's a smart shot by Hughes, sending the puck directly into traffic for some chaos, but the credit, or debit, for the goal really belongs to Broberg. Also, Hughes completely misses the goal, as he turns to go back to the point after taking the shot. Easiest goal Besser has ever scored. Yes, even easier than the one that went in off his skate.